Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 85, Jace.
You want to smoke?
Landon asked me, pulling a cigarette from the box and handing it to Joao. He pulled out another one and pushed it between his lips, lighting it up when I refused.
So, we really going to believe Nicole?
After hanging out with Jamal earlier, I decided to come over here and try to talk some sense into Poison. Allie had looked really shaken up today about what had happened at the game with those officers groping Nicole. If Nicole hadn't been there, they could have tried to do something like that with Allie, and I couldn't let either of those things happen. Someone knocked on the basement door, and we all looked over at it.
You invite someone?
Joao asked, cigarette hanging out of his mouth. After I shook my head, he set the cigarette down in the ashtray and walked over to the door, reaching into his back waistband for his gun. He opened the door a few inches and grumbled something to himself.
What are you doing here?
Imani? I asked, glancing over at Landon with furrowed brows.
Jace, your girl's here,
Joao called. I shot up from the couch, grabbed my coat and keys, and hurried over to the door. I'll see you guys later. Text me when you come up with a plan. I'm down to meet whenever now that football is over for the season. Standing at the door, Allie had her hair and makeup done, and a sleek dress that must have been Imani's because it was two sizes too tight. I didn't mind that, though. Easier for me to see up her short little skirt.
Thought I'd find you here, she said. Nicole just dropped me off.
Baby,
I cooed at her, burying my face against the crook of her neck and breathing in a sweet vanilla perfume.
You look so good.
You haven't done your makeup, put perfume on, or straightened your hair like this for what, 2 years now? She giggled and playfully pushed my chest.
Jay, stop it.
I gently bit down on her neck, rubbing my stubble against it as she liked and running my hands all over her body to feel her up. I hadn't gotten to taste her today, and I had been craving to have my way with her since I'd found her in my oversized t-shirt this morning and nothing else, not even panties. After turning around in my hold, she raised her brows at me.
So I thought you were hanging out with Jamal today. How'd you land here?
I came here to convince Poison that Nicole was telling the truth, I said to her, gently stroking her face. Snow drifted down around us, some landing on her glasses and melting. After what you told me this morning, I thought it was necessary. A smile stretched across her face.
You really did?
I nodded and grabbed her hand. Now, come on. I want to take you out. Once they have a plan, they'll text me. We're going to bring him down, one way or another. I tugged her to the car and my phone buzzed in my pocket. As I opened the passenger car door for her, I pulled out my phone to see messages from Dad. Dad, you got your stepsister pregnant? I stared down at the messages with wide eyes.
Pregnant?
Allie was pregnant? Surely it couldn't be true. Allie would have told me about it as soon as she found out. But she had been getting up in the middle of the night to pee lately, more than she usually did. Dad, her mother just told me that she's pregnant. Dad, what the fuck, Jace? My hand slipped from Allie's, a warmth spreading throughout my body. Allie was pregnant with my child. We weren't even finished with high school yet, but she had our baby inside of her. My breathing hitched at the thought of seeing my Allie sitting on our bed, holding a tub of ice cream on her swollen stomach, smiling at me with her eyes through those thick frames of hers.
Jace, what's wrong?
She asked, brows furrowed.
You're pregnant?
I whispered. Her eyes widened, and she placed her hands on my chest.
No!
My heart dropped.
No?
She scrunched her nose.
No, I'm not. Don't be weird about it either. We can't have a kid now. We need to finish high school and college before we even think about something like that, Jace.
But
no.
I sighed in defeat, knowing that she was right. Then, why does my dad think you're pregnant? Allie gulped and looked around, as if to make sure nobody was listening.
You have to swear not to tell anyone, Allie said.
She gnawed on the inside of her cheek and curled her fingers.
My mom is pregnant.
Everything around me stopped, my chest tightening at her words. She had to be lying. She couldn't be telling the fucking truth. She couldn't. I couldn't accept it if she was. This was bad. Real fucking bad. Worse than I had originally thought. Allie nor her mother knew that dad.
Jace, she whispered. You're scaring me. Say something.
Allie, I took a deep breath. My dad had a vasectomy years ago.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.